the big goat saw Steve and Roger playing in the grass. He did a little goat dance and made a funny goat sound. Meh, meh. Now it's my turn, said the big goat, and he began to cross the bridge. When he reached the middle of the bridge, he heard a big, terrifying voice coming from below.
Who's up there? Who's clip-clopping over my bridge?
The big goat thought for a moment and replied,
Greetings, Mr. Troll. My name is Tony. I like to bake cookies and walk on the beach. My favorite color is blue, and my favorite foods are grass and chocolate cake. How are you?
I don't care who you are, shouted the troll. You woke me up. Now I'm hungry, and I'm going to eat you for breakfast.
Oh dear, thought Tony. What a rude and grumpy troll.
But before Tony could say anything else, the troll jumped up onto the bridge. He had hands as big as dinner plates. His feet were as long as loaves of bread, and the hair on his back was as thick as grass. The troll stretched and shook his hairy body and growled.
Two goats have already crossed this bridge today, so don't go telling me you have a bigger, tastier brother. I am not an idiot. Now, stand still so I can eat you. I am very hungry.
Tony the goat was very smart, but remember, he was also the strongest of the three goats. He stomped his feet, he lowered his horns, then he charged the troll.
Clip-clop, 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 boof!
He hit the troll in the backside and knocked him off the bridge. Squealed the troll as he fell all the way down into the river. Splash! Tony ran across the bridge safely and joined his brothers. The three goats ate a big lunch of tall green grass. They talked and laughed and played goat football in the meadow, far from the cold winter snow. And the troll? He was washed down the river and into the sea. He was never seen again.